You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Southern Roots Radio in Columbia, Tennessee, as I have with me Annie Belcher. We've talked back and forth about a special event that's coming up in June. Glad to have Annie on the show with me today. This is an effort for single moms, Annie, and we want to talk about the importance of this effort and why it came to be, how it came to pass. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Annie Belcher.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah.
So we're talking about Ann's Arbor for single moms.
Yes.
You reached out thanks to Brenda Lynn Allen.
Yes. I got connected to her through a mutual friend. So, and she said, oh, you absolutely have to talk to Mark White. And so here we are.
Here we are. And I'm glad that she reached out, because this is how we get the word out about your effort to gain more people to support
what you're trying to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. This kind of all started way back when. I was a single mom for 14 years. I'm just recently married for about 2 years now almost. And as I spent so long single, things happen. Your car breaks, your washer breaks, you're short this month or that month. And so through the years, the community would come alongside me, and friends that I'd made in my church home would come alongside me and just give me the support that I would need. And I always wanted to pay that forward. And so I had gone out on a date with my future husband, the very first date, and he asked me kind of what my dreams and aspirations were. And I said, well, if I'm dreaming big, this is a dream of my heart, to be able to fund a single mom for a year. And he said, we are going to make that happen. Some way, somehow, we're going to make it happen. And so here we are, our second annual Ann's Arbor fundraising event. Last year, we were able to pay the rent for a single mom for a solid year. So that was exciting. And this year, we've actually partnered with a program that has a broader scope. They're called 431 Ministries, and they actually assist women in crisis, which, a lot of times single moms kind of fall into that category. So I'm super excited about what we can do.
Let's go back just a little bit to the 14 years that you were a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
You had a child or children that you
yes.
were raising during
yes,
that time?
Yes, I have two children. I have a daughter and a son, both now pretty much grown. They were pretty small and, just trying to make life work, working and being the only one working and being responsible for the bills and the, not being able to miss work due to illnesses and, just all the things that a mom has to worry with, and then not having that partner to come alongside and kind of share the burden. So
were the children in school yet when
yeah.
you became a single mom?
My oldest was, when I got a divorce, my oldest was 7 or 8, and my youngest was still in preschool. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So that can be a challenge because yeah. preschool is not an all-day
deal. No,
you
it's
have
not.
To be able
yeah.
to arrange your schedule
right,
around
right.
that.
My mom lived with me for a very short period of time when I was in in Missouri, because we originally came from Missouri. So I lived there originally and lost my job because I work for a school system and I'm a sign language interpreter. And those jobs can be a little transient sometimes. If your student leaves the district, then there's nobody there for you to interpret for, which is what happened. And so regretfully, they said, we love having you work for us, but we can't afford to pay you your salary. You can be an aide you can't, as a single mom, I just couldn't swing that. So I looked for work elsewhere and found a job here in Tennessee. And long story short, we ended up having to go to court in order to even be able to move out of state with the children. So, it just was fraught with a lot of obstacles. And once I got here, I was able to get a job in Brentwood, interpreting for an agency there. Just bits and pieces, doing a lot of contract work and that kind of stuff. And then I ended up working for a public school for a while, which was really beneficial because my kids got to go with me to that school. So that was really nice. So, yeah.
You already had that skill when you were married as an interpreter the
yes.
first time you were married?
Mm-hmm. Yes. My parents are both deaf. And so I've kind of grown up signing all of my life. So that was just kind of a gift from God, to be honest. So
were you able to earn a college degree?
I do not have a college degree, but I am currently working on my certification. So that is a test that you can take that basically it wouldn't change my job description. It would just give me the piece of paper that says, hey, you need to pay her a little bit more because she really is, qualified.
And there's a reason for these questions, Annie. And the reason I'm asking, because single moms that are out there, a lot of times they didn't go to college
right.
or did not finish college.
Absolutely.
Their skill set is limited.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. of the nature of maybe getting married young, having yep. children younger.
Absolutely.
And that's an important part mm-hmm. of being on your own with children or by yourself
yes.
is that you find a way to get a certificate or a
Absolutely.
Degree, a skill that mm-hmm. you can use to make a living.
Absolutely. The mom that we helped last year actually put herself through nursing school. And
wow.
she had just lost the, the government subsidy for her housing. She just lost that when we stepped on the scene and offered to connect with her and pay her rent for the year. So, it was just, it was a blessing. It was a huge blessing. So
there's definitely a transitional period because if someone's working toward a degree, mm-hmm. that means that they're limited when it comes to working a regular job.
Right.
If they're raising children, they have to then take their schedule and compartmentalize mm-hmm. into how this is going to fit and yep. how can we make this work. And so there can be a struggle while they're trying to go to college or earn some type of technical skill
absolutely.
To be able to juggle all that at once.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually tried to get the certification sooner when I was a single mom, but couldn't get it to fit with my schedule and it was a struggle. So I ended up opting because fortunately not all of the states had come on board with the requirements necessary. They didn't like mandate it and it wasn't succinct yet. So I was able to get away with continuing to do the same type of job that I was doing without having to be certified. And so, you know, the extra cost involved with paying for the certification, paying for the classes, all of those things were also a factor, you know, so.
So with Ann Arbor and this effort that you're undertaking, there are those individuals out there, these single moms who are in that transitional period who you know need that support.
Absolutely.
And this is a way to help bring whatever their dreams are to fruition.
Absolutely. And actually, this 431 Ministries that we're partnering with, they are literally the feet on the ground to the dream that I had in my heart so many years ago. Because initially, my dream was, oh, I would love to be able to not only fund a single mom for a year, but offer finance classes and counseling and parenting classes and just whatever the need would be. Well, 431 Ministries is already doing that. And so it was the logical approach to just be able to pour into them. And so we're doing the fundraiser in an effort to raise money to help them. Their goal is to fund 431 women this year, and which would basically double what they did last year. So it just was, it made sense to not try to reinvent the wheel, but to just pour into a ministry that was already had the same heartbeat that I did for women in crisis and single mothers. So
how did you find out yourself about 431 Ministries?
That is a very good question. Last year we were connected with the mom through the pregnancy center. And this year we're attending the Well Church in Columbia. And so we reached out to the pastors at the Well and said, hey, you know, we're doing this thing. Would you happen to know of any single moms that may benefit from this fundraising event? And they actually had somebody in mind, and when they talked to this mother, she had lost her. She's a young mom, lost her husband recently in an accident, and her husband had planned ahead. And she said, "You know, I would not feel okay benefiting from this when I know that there's probably somebody else out there that would need this help more." And so we kind of put our heads together, and it just so happened the following week, one of the administrative staff at the church had a meeting scheduled with 431 Ministries. And after that meeting, she immediately reached out to me and said, oh my goodness, Annie, this is I need to connect you guys. And so I sat down for a meeting with some of the ladies from 431. And it was what Brenda would call a God wink. I mean, it just was. I felt like it was a divine appointment, and they just absolutely shared my heartbeat, and it just, like I said, it just made sense.
Right now, folks, we are talking to Annie Belcher at Southern Roots Radio in Columbia, Tennessee. We're glad to have Annie on the show as we talk about Ann Arbor for Single Moms. This is an effort that's coming up on June the 23rd. We're going to have another segment, and if you'll stick with us, we'll talk more about this effort, who's included, who's a part of this, and how you can support this special effort called Ann Arbor. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
Welcome back to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show. I'm coming to you from Columbia, Tennessee at Southern Roots Radio. Glad to be here. Brenda Lynn Allen suggested that I speak with Annie Belcher, who is the founder of Ann's Arbor for Single Moms. This has been an effort that she has had a passion for, a dream about for a very long time. As you heard in the first segment, 14 years as a single mom, raising two children, one of which was in preschool and the other was around seven or eight years old. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Annie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Glad to be back.
There's an interesting story about you and your husband winning some money.
Absolutely. Okay, so like I mentioned in the first segment, on our first date, my future husband said, you know, we're going to make this happen, this dream of your heart, I, some way, somehow. Well, we got married shortly after that because he knew a good thing, didn't want to let it go. And we ended up, he got us on Beat Shazam, a game show, and they flew us over to Ireland, and we won $108,000 and came home, and we took 10% off the top of that and helped use that to kind of launch, you know, this Ann's Arbor, help fund this single mom. So, and it just kind of fell into place. So
Beat Shazam, and that was in Ireland?
Yes.
Was that where Jamie Foxx was at?
It was. It was. Believe it or not, it was cheaper to film, produce, fly us over, feed us and everything over in Ireland than it was in California. I guess because of all of the COVID restrictions. 2021, 2022.
Okay, so yeah. Last year in 2022, you were able to found Ann's Arbor.
Yes.
You never formed as a 501c3,
No, we
correct?
Didn't. We didn't do a 501c3. At the time, I was not able to pull a board together and put all of the steps in place necessary to form a full 501c3. And we had decided to kind of push pause on that and do it as a fundraiser and partner with other organizations that were already established.
Yes.
And we would just kind of raise the funds to pour into their efforts.
So coming to Tennessee, when you moved over here, that's when you found out about 431 Ministries. You wouldn't have found out about them otherwise.
Right. Matter of fact, I just found out about them just this recently. Yeah. So I would have not had any knowledge or any idea.
And so now you can partner with them, take the funds from Ann's Arbor, mm-hmm. commit that money to their organization, then you know and trust
yes.
that they're going to take that money and help the single moms in the way that you hoped
absolutely.
You could.
Yeah, absolutely. They and I love that they have broadened their scope to not just, and they're not just limited to single mothers. It's women in crisis. There are so many women out there that, you know, maybe they don't have their kids, or maybe, you know, they're just starting out, but they have found themselves in maybe an unsavory situation, or maybe even an abusive relationship, and they're there to kind of help guide and give wisdom and resources to help women get out of crisis and kind of stand on their own two feet. And but very often you will find single moms that are in crisis, you know. So I love how it's a broader scope, but also incorporates the same heartbeat.
Many times what I've seen when it comes to single moms mm-hmm. is a vulnerability that's there.
Yeah.
There is sometimes a taking advantage of
yeah.
by people because they know they're in a vulnerable situation mm-hmm. because there's certain needs that they have. Strings attached.
Yeah. I think a lot of times some women are willing to sacrifice in order to make sure that they are able to provide a home, to provide a stable food, or you know, whatever it may be. They may be willing to sacrifice their safety. They may be willing to sacrifice, you know, in certain areas, thinking that they're doing the best thing overall for their children. You know, it can be a very sticky situation. You know, I have definitely through the years found myself in circumstances that they were probably not the best circumstances in order to try to provide in the best way that I could. So I definitely identify with a lot of vulnerable women out there, moms or not, that are doing the best that they can, you know.
And I've heard a lot of children that would say mom did the best she could
mm-hmm.
in a yeah. single situation.
Yeah.
That was my situation early until my grandparents took custody of me at 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
So I was part of that single mom mm-hmm. household. Then my grandparents took me at 9 years old. So I have those complications within right. my family dynamic
yeah.
and even siblings that were single parents. And so that situation is close to home. Mm-hmm. And some of the situations that arise and some of the decisions that are made due to the position they're in.
Right.
Very
right.
difficult for people to make those decisions.
It
and then
is.
Years later, hopefully what happens is a child looks back. And if they're not molested or mm-hmm. taken advantage of in the situation, that they can look and say, well, you know, my mom or even a single dad
yeah.
did the best they could
right,
to
right.
take care of me and protect me.
That's always the hope and the goal. Really, it is. And unfortunately, I mean, hindsight is 20/20. You know, when you're going through it, you're making choices, doing the best that you can in the moment, you know, hoping that is the best choice, you know, and it may not be for years that you look back and you go, oh, you know, I could have made a better choice. I should have made a better choice, you know, but you can't really carry that guilt.
Right.
And I've done it. I mean, I've guilt parented probably longer than I should have, you know, and that has its own repercussions, you know? So, the best you can do is just give yourself the grace to walk through those moments and say, you know what, I did what I thought was best. And it wasn't until I learned better, you know, that I was able to do better.
And your kids are much older now.
Yeah, they
are. As you mentioned in the first segment.
Yes, yes, yes. My daughter is 22, I believe, this year. And my son is 17, soon to be 18.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Senior in high school? About to graduate?
Yep, senior in high school next year.
Okay.
So on the football team and doing well. So.
Excellent. Success stories. That's what we want to hear.
Yes, yes.
And through Ann's Arbor, I'm hoping that there is going to be success stories that come out of the
yes.
effort for 431 Ministries.
Absolutely.
Your fundraising effort. Let's tell people how they can be a part of Ann's Arbor for Single Moms taking place on June 23rd. What all is involved?
Absolutely. There is a Facebook page. It's Ann's Arbor 2, the number 2. And you can go on that actual page. You can also go to the well.
It is thewellcolumbia.org / Ann's Arbor, Ann with an E, A-N-N-E-S-A-R-B-O-R. I've also shared the flyer on the Mark White Show page so people can actually scan the code.
Yes, there is a QR code.
And that will take them to the website. Mm-hmm. $20 each for tickets.
Yep. And even if you're not able to attend, but you would still like to donate, you can use the QR code to do that as well. So, because I know that there are a lot of people that may be out of state or maybe, you know, have something planned for that particular weekend. So you can still use that to donate.
And who's participating? Who do you have coming?
Oh, my goodness.
That somebody might be interested in
hearing? Well, we have got an incredible comedian. I've actually met him in person and heard him live, and he is great. His name is Moody Moldavi. He is hilarious. Did you get a chance to look at this?
I did get to watch the videos.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. He's great. He's so great. And he's just a super genuine guy and has a heart. It's really interesting. As we had conversations with him as we were planning this, he actually has a heart for the teenage mom, the pregnant teenage mom, you know, and his heart is to, he's trying to, you know, has plans in place to form a ministry. I think he said it was called We Got You something. You'll have to have a conversation with him about that.
Sure.
But basically it's the helping pregnant teens and giving them support. So it was just fun to me how all these connections were in place, you know. But oh my goodness, he is super great. If you've not heard him, you should definitely look him up on Facebook, look him up on Instagram. He is a hoot. He is coming in, and he's actually local. So that's, I always kind of like it when they're local, you know,
right.
Kind of build connections that way. And we also have a singer coming in, Shelby Lee Lowe. We heard one of his songs on Facebook, actually, called Broken Beautiful. It is about single moms and just the fight and the story of a single mom. And we just thought it fits so perfectly. So my husband reached out to him and asked him if he would be willing to kind of open the show with that song. And he said he'd love to, and he came to make it work. So
very nice.
Yes, we're excited about that.
It sounds like you've pulled a great event together, and I hope that listeners who are within the area or the region will decide to come June 23rd.
Absolutely.
And be part of Ann's Arbor.
We'd love to have you guys. My husband is the brainchild behind it all. I can't take any of the credit. He's the one that puts the feet on the ground and does all the work. I just get to do all the talking.
Come join the cause. Again, tickets on sale now at thewellcolumbia.org/Ann's Arbor. Also, you can go to the Mark White Show page. This is to support 431 Ministries. You'll see the flyer on the Mark White Show page where you can scan for your tickets to go to the website. They're $20 each. This is Friday, June the 23rd, with comedian Moody Moldavi and Shelby Lee Lowe with some music as the opening act singer. Thank you, Annie Belcher, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Absolutely. I'm so grateful to be here.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Southern Roots Radio Studio in Columbia, Tennessee. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.